This is Ozarks at Large, and joining me now from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Thanks for having me. It's I think Wednesday was kind of my New Year's Day. I don't know if it was for you, but I'm much better mood and glad to be with you today.
Well, good. You always seem to be in a pretty good mood. Let's start with something that began in the old year and has now changed in the new year, and that is what had been a planned alcohol tax increase for some businesses that serve booze in Fort Smith. It passed once 5-2. Now it's almost been, if not unanimously, rejected by the same people who put it in. Help me understand what happened.
Yeah, this is almost from the department of what the hell were you thinking? Yes, in December last year in 2020, gosh, that's weird to say, but Fort Smith Board approved by a 5-2 vote, and it was recommended by the city administrator, Carl Gefkin, which is puzzling we can talk about, but to raise the supplemental alcohol tax on private clubs by 5%. It would raise another $500,000 a year. And it would raise that up. It's already 5% now. It raised it up to 10%. And it was not supposed to go into effect until later in 2021, later this year. Obviously the restaurants and clubs and even folks not in the restaurant and club business kind of push back against it. You know, said, what are you thinking? This industry has been the most hardest hit. And even if the vaccine rollout goes better than we think and people are, which it's not, but it does, and people are vaccinated and they're back out, this industry is still going to struggle. A lot of projections suggest it won't be back on its feet for another 2 to 3 years. Why are you going to hit them with the tax? Surely they pass that on to customers, but you don't want to do anything that makes it more difficult for them to bring in business. So there was a lot of pushback against this, and to their credit, they took it up again on January 19th, this Tuesday, and unanimously voted to repeal that tax. So, I mean, good for them for doing that. I think you had Director Kevin Settle, who even admitted that he was wrong, said, hey, you know, sometimes what we do is we need to be open to hear from our citizens, and we make our case when we were right, and when citizens make the case that we're wrong, we need to listen to them. So, that was Director Neil Martin. Now, Neil Martin opposed it. He and Director George Katsapas opposed it originally, but several directors came around and said, yeah, we were wrong on that. So, good for them. I'm not sure how the city will make up that revenue if they need to, but thankfully they passed that. If anything, if I was a city director or a city administrator in almost any city in Arkansas, I would be looking for ways to provide tax relief to that particular sector of the economy and not adding taxes onto them.
But as you said, perhaps the best thing that came out of this was a civic entity listening to the population and reversing.
Although, I mean, and I've talked to a few folks in the industry, and they – I think they're glad that they reversed the decision, but I think they're still a little miffed that they even had to go and, you know, to them, it just seems like such a no brainer. I mean, why would you have even gone down this path in the first place? So I think there's still a little bit of that, you gotta be kidding me, and maybe some hurt feelings, but hopefully that'll subside.
No surprise that traffic at Fort Smith Regional Airport was down in 2020. Airport traffic was down around the world, but now we have some concrete figures. What are they?
Yeah, 60% traffic was down. Well, it was 59.6%, but I think we can call that 60% in 2020. And it's just, again, you said no surprise, business and tourism travel just fell off began in April. Falling off. And it's kind of a shame for the Fort Smith Regional Airport. They're on a four consecutive years of growth in January and February numbers, and I think even the March numbers, but certainly the January and February numbers were showing growth. They were set up for a fifth year of growth out there, which not only good for the airport, but I think anyone will tell you what a regional airport or any airport is growing in traffic. That's a good sign for the economy, the associated economy. But it just fell off, and it's not that big of a surprise. You know, the X&A ended the year down 61%, and it looks like the Little Rock, the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport in Little Rock, will be down near 60% also. So it's not just Fort Smith; it's pretty much across the board. And even if you look at national data for the first 9 months of the year, the federal data, which is the most recent data available, they have domestic enplanements down a little over 65%. Mm. So not that it's any consolation, but I think the Fort Smith Regional Airport, their percentage declines a little bit better than the average, but they would probably like to see it get up. Now, one of the concerns, I talked to Airport Director Michael Griffin. They have 15 employees at the airport. Fortunately, they've not had to lay anybody off. Earlier this year, they received almost $12 million in that CARES Act funding that went to state and local governments and organizations like airports to kind of not only to keep them in business and help make payroll, but to adjust in terms of safety protocols and that type of thing. And one other hit, and I'll quit with this, Delta core service out in September. They were supposed to bring it back, but they have not only have they not brought their service back, but they've removed the gate, all of their facilities. So right now it's just American Airlines flying in and out of Fort Smith.
Well, if fewer people are flying, maybe more are driving RVs across the country. And if they are, sometime next year, they may be able to park along the Arkansas River.
Yep. And you're still king of the segue. I like that. That's continued. And yes, the Central Business Improvement District in downtown Fort Smith has approved an RV, recreational vehicle park plan, along the river, just a little bit north of where the Marshall's Museum is, but it's near downtown Fort Smith. Now, the plan still has to go to the Fort Smith Board of Directors, but it's about a $2.5 million project, 27 acres. I have a little over 100 paved RV spaces, 12 tent spaces, 11 swimming pool, restroom facilities, a playground, and being set in a park-like setting. And I'll also have a manager who lives there. So, I don't know about you, Cal, but when I grew up, sometimes RV parks weren't the most clean or preferred place to stay, but that's really changed over the years. And in this year of the pandemic, RV sales have grown shot through the roof, and a lot of analysts who watch that market think that trend will continue even if things return to normal. I think they've discovered that people, instead of, for example, maybe as we just talked about, instead of the hassle of flying, they said, you know what, let's get an RV, let's travel the country and see it. And so other research suggests that people who do travel by RV are people with disposable income. Those are the type of tourists you want to bring to your town, because they're going to park their RV, maybe get an Uber ride into your restaurants and bars. And since this is close to downtown Fort Smith, it could help that area also. But yeah, hopefully sometime later this year, early next year, there'll be a nice, well-adorned RV park near the downtown area.
And in just the few seconds we have left, there was last week another job announcement in Fort Smith, this one from Mars Pet. That's good news for the economy in the River Valley.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that too. You had iTroll about a week before. Now Mars Pet Care is expanding, $145 billion expansion, about 100 and something more jobs. So two big boosts to the manufacturing sector. And if there's any sector in the Fort Smith Metro that's taken, well, the manufacturing sector has taken the biggest hit, not only just because of the pandemic, but really since about 2006, 2008 when Whirlpool pulled out. But yeah, good news for the manufacturing sector, several hundred jobs, and they're good paying jobs too. Yeah. That's welcome. I've been told that maybe that's not the end of it. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for the economy.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. We talk to him almost every Friday. Michael, have a good week, and we will connect next Friday.
All right. Thank you, sir.